On Wednesday afternoon, I caught up with Katie Burgess again from the Transgender Youth Support Network to ask about the demo that took place after Cece's sentencing, about Cece's transfer, and Leslie Feinberg's arrest. Last I talked to you on Monday, Katie, was shortly after Cece's sentencing. Could you talk a bit about what went on later that night? I know folks were getting together to like rally and march.
Yeah, so later that night we had a demonstration outside of the public safety facility where Cece is being held, and upward to 100 folks showed up to march in the streets and make as much noise as possible to let Cece know that we love her and that we're not going anywhere, that support's not going anywhere, we're going to be with her as she gets transferred to St. Cloud and transferred to the final facility where she'll be serving her prison sentence. She was transferred the next day. She was transferred Tuesday to St. Cloud, and we're just waiting kind of to hear from her. I talked with her the morning that she was being transferred, and she seemed in relatively high spirits and was just kind of, you know, anxious to get on the road and get to where she was going. So we should be hearing from her in the next couple of days once she gets settled in.
How far away is St. Cloud from where you are?
An hour and a half drive away from where we are.
So it is a fair distance to be traveling, for sure.
Following Cece's sentencing on Monday evening, hundreds of her supporters took to the streets, blocking traffic for over an hour. During this demonstration, Leslie Feinberg, renowned author, was arrested and charged. I asked Katie Burgess about Feinberg's arrest.
So at the demonstration, Leslie Feinberg was arrested for allegedly spray-painting Free Cece on the side of the public safety facility. Leslie is hoping to use the arrest as a way of building some momentum around media for Cece, to be able to kind of get the word out about her. To assist with some of the fundraising efforts, because it's an hour and a half drive away where she is now, and it's going to be even further when she gets transferred. There's a lot of need for gas money to be able to transport her family to and from the facilities, and of course to be able to keep Cece's commissary full so she can be getting whatever items that she needs. So, yeah, Leslie will actually be released later today on bail and is being charged with felony property damage. We'll be having a hearing tomorrow at 8:30, and we'll probably, you know, get another. We did issue a statement from Leslie directly after their arrest, and hopefully we'll be hearing another statement from them later today after their release.
Thanks so much for updating us on what's been going on down there. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or just let folks know where they can keep posted?
Just make sure folks are logging on and going to supportcc.wordpress.com. You can be writing letters and to Cece now, and the address is up there. It'd be great to just kind of flood her mailbox and her new location. So again, reminder that we all love her and support her, and also to just be getting the word out that we we're moving into high gear with fundraising so that we can make sure that she's okay and make sure that she's okay when she gets out too, because some of that money will go towards living expenses when she's released as well.